And I'm in Boonville, Indiana.
Yes, ma'am.
And several friends of mine and I were talking on the CB radio on sideband.
Yes.
And we heard something very strange, and we were wondering if you could help us out with it. We heard transmissions by a lady talking, and she was talking from another ship. And she was talking to Starship 1 through 6 and telling them of their estimated time of arrival. And then she realized that the channel was being monitored by someone else and told them to go to the communications channel. Do you know of any activity in this area?
No, ma'am. What time did you pick that up?
1:15 through 2:10.
Okay. And that's all there was? Then they broke off and they didn't have any more?
Well, it was broken up, the conversations was broken up through this period of time.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking to Starship 1, and I couldn't hear the other side of the conversation. And she told them that their estimated time of arrival would be at 1:30. And then she spoke to Starship 5, and then Starship 6, and told them that their estimated time of arrival would be at 2:30.
Okay, which channel were you on at the time?
On the upper side of 16, on sideband.
Okay.
And another party that we were talking to had gone up on sideband on 22 and heard the conversation up there and told them, she said something about going down to another channel.
Okay. Did you hear of anyone else discussing this?
Anyone else on the radio talk?
Right. Who had picked it up?
Yeah, there's five or six of us that were talking to one another, and we heard this conversation in the background.
Uh-huh.
And we all kind of stood by, you know, and listened to it. And at one time, shortly after 2 o'clock, we heard someone saying something about their position was 3 miles above Evansville.
Now, you've been talking, have you talked on CB quite a bit?
Yes, we've been talking for over a year.
Okay, now, did that sound like it might be a CB transmission?
Yes, in a way it did, because she used AM lingo. She said 10-4 Starship 4.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only time that I heard that particular lingo when she was talking.
Okay. Could you hear anyone answering her?
One time, Starship 4 returned the call, and it was a male voice.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't hear what he was saying. I just thought it was a male voice.
Okay. Okay, where did you get her number?
I got it from the airport, the tower in Evansville.
Okay. Well, I tell you, if we get any other information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
We'll check on some of the official agencies and see if they've picked up anything, and if we come up with anything, we'll get back to you.
Okay. Now, one of the positions of the fellows that were talking on the radio, one of their positions is in Kentucky, about 2 miles south of the Ohio River.
Uh-huh.
And one of the positions of another boy was Tennyson, Indiana, which is about 16 miles northeast of where I am. And another one is kind of southwest from me, a few miles. And fifth one was up in... up on Folsomville Road, which is just north of Boonville. I'd say he was maybe 3 or 4 miles out of town. I'm not sure how far it is, but two of them have beams. Now, I have a ground plane on my radio.
Uh-huh.
And I could hear the transmissions very clearly. I didn't pick up much, there wasn't too much, you know, power.
Yes.
But the transmission was, clear enough where I could understand it. Now, two of them have a set of beams, and one boy had his beams turned to the north, and he was north of where I am, and the other person is kind of southwest from me, and he had his beams turned another direction. And both of them could hear the transmissions clear also. And it's kind of unusual, you know, if you have your beams turned two different directions, that you could pick up the same transmission.
Would this be an indication it could have been coming from the sky?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, if we get any more on it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
Thank you again.